We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Blue Wire.
What is up, Nets fans? Jack Monroe here for another Brooklyn Buzz, and the Nets get a W to end their homestand at Barclays, 106-102. Wasn't the prettiest of games, but there were some pretty bloody moments, and I think I want to start with the block party instigated by the two big fellas, Noah Clowney and Nick Claxton. I'm starting with Noah Clowney first, because I'm just loving this kid and how he's been playing. 39 minutes for Noah Clowney tonight. 39! A great moment for him, and I said this 3, 4, 5 days ago that the imperative for the Nets for the rest of the year should be giving Noah Clowney reps, and he started alongside Nick Claxton. He played the majority of the game at the four. He played a little bit next to Sharp as well. There were maybe 3, 4 minutes where he was the lone big out there, but ultimately tonight he was the four, and he was a weapon. Like, there was, I think the key stat, obviously, there was 10 points, there were 7 rebounds, there was an assist, there was a steal. There were 7 blocks! Like, 7 blocks! I'm going to go through some of his individual plays, because he was just outstanding with a capital O. And look, what more can we say? Because I'm going to go to one of the final plays of the game. The Nets get a timeout, they have an out-of-bounds play, and Noah Clowney gets the ball, inbounded to him, he's got the ball in his hands, and former Net great Garrett Temple strips him, and we're like, oh no, this isn't going to end well for Brooklyn. But Noah Clowney just goes, you know what, I need to make up for that, and absolutely denies Garrett. Garrett, head back to Toronto, mate. We're not letting that shit in Brooklyn, because it was a wild block, and I'll go through the rest of his blocks for tonight. He had in the fourth quarter, Jordan Nwora had a nice drive, and that Noah Clowney was there for another denial, and it was this block was probably the most intriguing one, because he was immediately vertical and then sticks his hand out. So it wasn't, you know, sort of traditional of plays, and it requires a level of body control and athleticism and fluidity and mobility, and all of those traits are what Noah Clowney has in spades. He was just, you know, wonderful, and his drives were what was consistent tonight as well. Early in the quarter, you know, Nick Claxton was the one kicking the ball out to him in corners. He had it maybe 2 or 3 times, you know, put the ball on the floor, finish under the rim. You know, that was the key thing that he alluded to, and I've repeated that on the Buzz, and he showed that tonight, that he can put the ball on the floor, he can finish around the rim off individual drives, and it was something. He had another block on Garrett Temple down low in the third quarter. You know, he blocked under the basket, you know, on some ISO defense, you know, following up with a steal. Grady Dick tried to drive against him. Noah Clowney said no, no, no. That it was just, it was a block party, like a true block party for Noah Clowney tonight. And he was just having fun out there. And I think The thing I wanted to point to was at halftime, we heard Nick Claxton sort of say that he is a really smart guy, retains information well, and it bodes well for a kid that is still a teenager. Yeah, you're right. He's a teenager. The only other guys that have had six or more blocks this season are Derek Lively, pick 12, and in terms of rookies, Derek Lively, pick 12, and Victor Wembanyama, who is an alien. So he has the potential to be a really special defensive player. And then to have a special defensive player already on their roster in Nick Claxton. That, for me, seeing that tonight is what sort of was like for me, man, maybe I'm more in on paying Nick Claxton an extra couple of million dollars if Noah Clowney sticks around, if Dennis Schroeder sticks around, because that sort of trio impacts Nick Claxton demonstrably. Like, you can see when he has another rim protector out there, that switchability, you know, the ability to kick out for a guy who can hit a three ball. Noah Clowney didn't. He was 0 of 2 from 3 tonight, but we've seen he has the mechanics, the shot profile, the ability to hit that perimeter tray. And Dennis Schroeder, who is just a driving machine and just knows how to read, you know, the pick and roll with Clacks and knows where to find him down low in those dump off passes. So, look, Noah Clowney was the man of the hour, the man of the moment. And look, he made some mistakes tonight, but this is just a kid that has potential in spades. Like, so much potential. And in 12 months' time, when we're discussing, you know, more about the Brooklyn Nets and where they are as a franchise, I'm fascinated about what and where Noah Clowney could be in his career, because we've seen this of such a short time span. He's shown so much in terms of the potential on both ends of the floor. Defensively, the big moment was everyone was hoping for was seeing some more Noah Clowney at the four and seeing him play alongside Nicholas Claxton. Now, tonight against a depleted Toronto Raptors, maybe one of the 3, 4, 5 worst teams in the NBA, how much do you read into it? How much do you analyze it? Do you overanalyze it? Look, I'm just getting caught in the sauce a little bit here, but I think those two going forward can be a potentially lethal combination. Now, I'm not saying, you know, David Robinson and Tim Duncan, but maybe I'm saying Evan Mobley and Jared Allen. Those two have proven to be a quality defensive duo, a defensive force. Now, that hasn't worked in offensive iterations more so, but I don't think Mobley or Allen have the offensive chops in terms of ability to have skills as a wing and a four, i.e. put the ball on the floor, i.e. shoot the three ball. Now, I think Mobley is a much better prospect than Noah Clowney, but I think there are individual skills that allow him to play more at the four and be more malleable there. So it's something that's really exciting, and there haven't been many things to be excited about this season as a Nets fan. So to be excited and tantalized by such a prospect as Noah Clowney, and, you know, it was starting from day dot, you know, when we started to see this kid, because he's had his moments, he's shown off, you know, plenty in terms of as a rebounder, his 3-point shooting, his positional versatility is the thing that probably stands out the most, and it could stand out the most moving forward for the Nets. You know, I've seen people saying he's untradeable. He, you know, it's I'm speechless. I'm legitimately speechless. I'm struggling to find the words to describe my, you know, giddiness in a way, you know, talking about this guy. But after the break, guys, I'll get to Clack City, Dennis Schroeder, the rest of the game, and a few little tidbits, you know, surrounding Mikal Bridges and the team overall.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Nick Claxton deserves a lot of credit tonight, guys. Like, a lot of credit. I think it was a franchise high. Let me take a look at the numbers. 15 blocks for the Nets. Like, 15. 7 of them for Noah Clowney. 5 of them for Nick Claxton. 2 for De'Ron Sharp. And throw one in there for Cam Thomas. You know, maybe the least likely block contender on the roster. But Nick Claxton was as good as Noah Clowney tonight. His ferocity, his switchability, his tenacity, his engagement was something to behold. And, you know, he had a massive poster block, you know, late in the game. And he was really over having that mask on. He sort of just like threw it off. That was late in the game, around 99, 97. Then he has this insane recovery block at 99, 97. He's just, him and Clowney have, you know, similar sort of tendencies in terms of their fluidity as athletes, as big men. And their shot blocking ability is, you know, second to none. And Clax just did it, you know, so much tonight. Like, so much. You know, his ability, you know, one of my favorite sequences was at 64-68. So if you've got the game film or you're on NBA.com, go to the play-by-play. You know, he forces a miss down low on an initial drive. Then he recovers for a second defensive play where he has a block. And it was just a sequence where it just shows you his ability to impact and be forceful. And it's just that sort of those reps and the conditioning that he's got these days, just a wonderful player, Nick Claxton. And look, I've had my questions about his future in Brooklyn, and I still will, because I don't think anything is set in stone. But seeing him play alongside Noah Clowney, seeing him be utilized, you know, alongside Dennis Schroeder, it maximizes him, as I sort of spoke about earlier. And he had some big plays in terms of his driving, his cutting, his, you know, to end the quarter, the first quarter, like, they ran a play for Nick Claxton. You know, he had a handoff from Trenton Watford outside the perimeter, and Clax just goes high off the glass to finish the quarter and get the bucket. You know, he had some nice post plays tonight on offense too, getting some seals. So I'm just, to have young big men in this sort of position as a Nets fan, you know, throw in Trenton Watford tonight as well, who I thought made some big plays, had a really strong drive, finished with his left too. I'm a Trenton Watford stan, but it gives the Nets a point of difference. Now, you know, the Cleveland Cavaliers have had that point of difference and haven't necessarily had success there, but the youth that these guys have, you know, Trenton Watford is has untapped potential. Noah Clowney has oodles of untapped potential. Nick Claxton, I think, is still a work in progress as well, despite being, you know, the oldest of that trio. I think that is maybe where the Nets can go moving forward. Now, you have to move a few things here and there to, you know, stay under, you know, luxury tax, all this sort of thing. But that's where you're just like, okay, Cam Johnson was closing the game tonight, and I thought was actually really good. Had some really nice purposeful sort of plays in terms of getting some and ones on drives and some pull-up twos. It wasn't just his three-point shooting. It looked to be in good condition. And he finished the game ahead of Mikal Bridges, which is, I don't know how much it is to note. You know, I'm sure Kevin Ollie's speaking about it now to a lot of Nets reporters, but, you know, it was intriguing, and the Nets got the W, and that's all that matters at the end of the day. But back to that sort of, you know, the big man trio, the young building blocks, you know, the young, you know, totem poles of this franchise. And I'm not saying it's modern NBA where you can build around those sort of guys, you know, unless you've got a Jokic and Embiid, but you can utilize them as players. And because I think they have such unique games individually that complement each other in a lot of ways, it's just something to know if I'm Sean Marks or hopefully whoever is the next GM of this team. But outside of that, guys, I wanted to give a big shout out to Dennis Schroeder. 36 minutes for him tonight, 7 of 18 from the field. Only 2 of 8 from 3, but 5 of 5 from the free throw line. Hit some big time ones there. Also had 9 assists for his 21 points, 2 steals. He is making big time plays in big time moments. You know, Cam Thomas was a bit inefficient tonight, a bit of a gunner, but was good from 3. I think his 2-point shooting, for me, the inefficiency there was something that was a bit poor from him tonight. But, you know, he was 5 of 10 from 3. Did also have the 23 points, you know, 5 rebounds to go with. I'll get to Cam Thomas in a little bit. I'll get back to Dennis Schroeder. Dennis Schroeder is just seeming to find the big-time moments. Cometh the moment, cometh the man. Cometh the Dennis, the menace. And he is, you know, hitting the 3 balls at the right time. You know, the 3 balls that he was hitting were in the last quarter. And that's when the Nets needed those 3 balls. His drives, you know, there was a play to end the game where it was essentially some sort of back. Look, I'm not as, you know, well-adversed with the names of players. I'm watching JJ Redick's and LeBron James's podcast to learn a little bit more. But some sort of stagger screen action from, I believe it was Clax and Cam Thomas, gave Dennis Schroeder more of a lane to finish off the glass. And he's a wonderful driver. Like a wonderful, wonderful driver. And he was getting to the free throw line as well. So, yeah, I think ever since getting to Brooklyn, his leadership, his ability to read and feel the game and impact the game when it matters most, you know, only good players do that. And Dennis Schroeder is a very good player. And getting him in that Spencer Dinwiddie trade was a steal. Like, truly a steal. You know, he has been absolutely marvelous for the Nets since coming back. I'll get to, you know, I want to give a little bit of a shout out to the guys coming off the bench because I thought they all had a positive impact. You know, Trenton Watford was 2 of 5 from the field, did have 5 assists as well to go with his 7 boards. He was rebounding really, really well. Mentioned his strong drive earlier. Jalen Wilson, he's one of the best rebounding rookies in the NBA. I'm just going to put that out there because he reads the ball so, so well. He knows where to be. You know, he had a nice sort of driving kick out to Cam Johnson early in the first quarter. That was something that I really, really loved from him. You know, he's cleaning up, you know, misses and, oh, he's having these offensive putbacks. He's just a consummate role player and, you know, a real steal at that 51st pick. Shout out to Sean Marks for getting that one. And Daron Sharp was 3 of 6 in the field. Did have 8 rebounds in those 11 minutes. He is a mastermind when it comes to those boards, Dennis Rodman-esque, and the 2 blocks. His verticality was good tonight. He can sometimes chase those blocks a little bit too much. You know, needs to be a bit more defensively aware, but he has been much, much better defensively. And I think his the way the Nets, and I think the development staff gets a heap of credit for this in terms of how they've developed the big men and making a priority of verticality. And for what I mean by verticality is just like jumping straight up while still affecting the offensive play and not giving away a foul. Jared Allen became really great at that. Nick Claxton has become awesome at that. And Daron Sharp, who has had plenty of question marks around him defensively, was really good there too. So he's really grown as a defensive player. So and another big man to add to that sort of trio that I was alluding to. You know, the Nets have big men in spades. Big men in spades. But I wanted to touch a little bit on Cam Thomas, guys. You know, obviously, I'm the Cam Thomas stan. Obviously, I am now a Noah Clowney stan. It is officially on the X Twitter timeline. But he has had the third most 30-point games for a player aged 22 or under, behind only Anthony Edwards and Cade Cunningham, ahead of Jalen Green, ahead of Paolo Banchero. He has been a wonderful offensive player. And again, he wasn't incredible tonight, but on average night, he's still putting up 25 or 10 from 3 and affecting the game in a big way. He's really bouncy on those threes too. What I noticed was, you know, whether it was Clowney, whether it was Sharp, whether it was Clax, when he got a high screen and he's able to get a bit of space, he was really just like, I'm going to shoot the hell out of this 3 ball. And, you know, those were probably his prettiest plays from tonight. But yeah, I think I just wanted to point out, you know, how, because there's been, you know, whether it's Bill Simmons or his goons and at the Ringer, I just think that Nets fans know what they've got here. And he's by no means a perfect player, but he has some pretty bloody good tendencies and pretty bloody good offensive skill set. And to be in such illustrious company for young players, this guy's growing. He's growing and I'm enjoying the growth. It's like a blossoming plant. You know, I've become a bit of a plant stan and I'm enjoying growing a bit of fruit and stuff. My fiance's growing some chilies and I'm enjoying the process of that. So, Yeah, he's been blossoming. He's been blossoming. But I also wanted to speak to Mikal Bridges because I think I'll speak with Nick tomorrow a bit more about some of his comments that he made before the game. But he did speak to Nets fans before the game in terms of like at the arena and right before tip-off. And he said, "Yeah, we appreciate you guys coming out this year. I know it's been a tough year, but we appreciate you guys hanging out with us. We'll be back next year." He seemed... Now, I'm not going to overly read into this like maybe some fans might, or maybe it is worth reading into, but he did seem a bit like, oh man, I really got to do this, because his energy wasn't necessarily there, but you know, it was taking a bit of accountability, which Mikal Bridges has done quite a bit. He did have a few choice words for some Nets fans, which again, I'll discuss with Nick on an episode tomorrow, but it sort of contrasted with what Dennis Schroeder was sort of saying after the game, where he's like, yeah, we'll be back, and we're going to make the playoffs next year. So it just seemed to me that I think Mikal needs a rest, man. It seems like this dude is just tired, and you know, his durability has been a weapon of his. The best ability is availability. I would dispute that. I sometimes think that a 5-game rest, 2-3-game rest here or there allows you to be fresh and allows you to be at your best, especially in a marathon 82-game season. 500 games in a row, whatever it is, for Mikal Bridges plus international basketball, whatever else you want to throw in there. But it was... That's despite the point, guys. I wanted to end on a high note. Let's end with Noah Clowney. Let's end with Nick Claxton. Clack City earning that cash in the offseason. Dennis Schroeder, the German Dennis the Menace, loving what he's bringing. Cam Thomas hitting big time, 3 balls. And the Nets closing out Barclays homestand with AW. Nets fans, it's always a pleasure bringing more content for you guys. Make sure you subscribe to the Brooklyn Buzz on all podcast platforms. Give us a 5-star rating and review where you can. Nets World, we got the W, baby.